Married at First Sight. Chapter 3139. Tanya had never paid attention to Serenity's company size. She only knew that Serenity's vegetable company had already gotten its business on the right track and cooperated with many big hotels, schools, and large groups. She also knew that what Serenity valued most was the quality of the vegetables. She tried her best to use farmyard manure on the vegetable farm and bought it everywhere. She also needed to use as little as possible when using pesticides. The people responsible for managing the vegetable farm all have 10 talents. People with more than a few years of experience growing vegetables. Serenity suggested that the major school's canteens should receive the vegetables from her company. Students were the flowers of the motherland and its future. She couldn't cheat students just to make money, so she must make sure that they can eat with confidence. If she goes to the market, she will pick up some vegetables and return to eat. She always ate vegetables grown in the market as a boss. She picked all the vegetables she wanted to eat from the market for both her company's canteen and the market canteen. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site, bhqtech.com, to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. Who dares to inject medicine into the food that goes into his own stomach? Don't be careful, no matter how careful you are. Although this has resulted in the vegetables in the market not growing so fast, it cannot stop Serenity and others from being wealthy and renting a lot of wasteland. They have several large markets and grow a lot of various vegetables in batches, which can guarantee supply to major customers. Now that Serenity and Jasmine are pregnant, it's inconvenient for them to run around. Their men don't want them to run around anymore, which is the main reason. Although Elisa could still talk about business everywhere, she was a wealthy lady after all, and her understanding of fields, vegetables, and other crops was not as good as Serenity's. She was mainly responsible for negotiating business. Consequently, the company has not yet added any food markets. The current few large food markets are maintaining the normal operation of the company. However, Elisa has already inspected all the available land. As long as there is wasteland and there is a large amount, she will discuss it with the two partners. Then Serenity will take the time to follow her on a business trip to see the fields and then sign a lease contract to build a new one. The new farm will be used for planting vegetables. Since the farms are all rented fields and are not long-term, the three owners have discussed it, and now their company has already started to make profits. They will invest the money they make in other businesses. This way, when the vegetable company closes down in the future because it can no longer rent the fields, they will still have other industries, and the focus will be on investing in other projects. You are right. Our Serenity started its own business and created a new generation. Elora took over the family business and belongs to the wealthy generation, which is different from Serenity. Serenity will take over many small businesses in our family in the future. After a long period of experience, she will become stronger than she is now. Tanya felt relieved and less concerned that her second daughter-in-law would overshadow her eldest daughter-in-law after receiving comfort from her husband. The sixth brother, Tatum, and the eldest brother, Zachary, had a good relationship, and Tanya hoped their wives would get along well with each other in the future. She trusted the old lady's vision. After she comforted herself, She said to her husband, "We will give more of our private property to Serenity." Zach is the eldest son, and Serenity is the eldest daughter-in-law. In ancient times, most of the family property was inherited by the eldest son. Liam smiled and said, "Private property belongs to both of us. No matter how we divide it, the children will not have any objections. Just be afraid." "What are you afraid of?" "Are you afraid that Tatum and the others will have objections?" Liam said, "I'm afraid that none of our sons will want our family property. Our two daughters-in-law are not lazy people. They are both women of the new era. They can make money and are responsible. I'm afraid they never thought about inheriting our family property." "Where's the family property? People from other families may worry that the younger generation is always thinking about dividing the elders' property. But in the York family, the elders really don't have to worry about that. Instead, they have to worry about the younger ones not wanting their money." Chapter 3140. Liam said, "Zach, even Tatum, who is underage, is not short of money and can use money to make money. Zach distributes Tatum's annual red envelope money to his brothers, enabling them to invest and generate profits. Tatum is the youngest. He already has a lot of private money. Those of them have already entered society, either taking care of the family business or starting their own business. Which one is unsuccessful? They all have a lot of money. Maybe they really look down on the little private property of us two old guys. Tanya, then I will leave it to my grandchildren. Just like an old lady." After her sons got married, the old lady divided her private property once and distributed it to her sons and daughters-in-law. However, except for the daughters-in-law who accepted the jewelry presented by the old lady, none of her sons or daughters-in-law wanted her other private property. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site, bhqtech.com, to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your brow or cache now to access missing chapters. Let her spend as much as she wants and spend whatever she wants. How much can an elderly person spend? She has a house full of children and grandchildren, all of whom are filial. She can't even spend all of the filial piety from her children and grandchildren, so she might as well use it for investment. An old lady who can teach an outstanding grandson like Zachary has never lost money on her investments, and the result is more and more private property. The old lady said that all 9 grandchildren would be left to her in the future. Except for Zachary, the eldest grandson, who would get a slightly larger share, the other 8 grandsons would all have the same amount. She doesn't care whether her grandchildren want it or not. She made a will anyway. When she dies, the lawyer will act in accordance with her will. She understands that the grandchildren will not dare to refuse Grandma's arrangement. Serenity had no idea her mother-in-law would be concerned that her younger sister-in-law would eclipse her eldest. She was busy with her own company. During this period, she watched a video that her brother-in-law, Tatum, posted and asked a few questions within the group. Knowing that Tatum would only re-examine tomorrow afternoon, she did not ask any more questions. There was a result, Tatum would tell the family members. At around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Serenity finished her work and said to Elisa, "Elisa, I'm going to pick up Sunny from the kindergarten. Sunny could be taken home at 4 o'clock. She was now going to kindergarten. When she arrived at the kindergarten, it was just after 4 o'clock, and she could pick up Sunny. Elisa hummed, "Go ahead and ask the driver to drive slowly. By the way, I will accompany you when you go for a prenatal checkup." Before Serenity could speak, her secretary responded to Elisa with a smile. "Miss Stone, Ms. Hunt is going for a prenatal checkup. Mr. York must be accompanying her. Don't compete with Mr. York." Elisa also laughed. "If I really want to compete with Zachary, Zachary will have to give up his seat to me. However, seeing how he treats Serenity so well, I won't fight with him and keep him with me." "Where's Serenity for a prenatal checkup?" Serenity smiled and said, "We have made an appointment, and Zachary has already arranged it. He will accompany me." Zachary said that the child was shared by their husband and wife. He could not share the pain of giving birth to a child with her, but he would definitely accompany her to her first prenatal checkup. For Zachary, a busy man, it was very good for him to accompany his wife every time she had a prenatal checkup. Elisa said enviously, "Serenity, you're so happy. You are a model of happiness for us women. Whether we will be happy or not will be based on you." The secretary said, "We ordinary people can forget about it.